Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP, that's 1-800-639-8783, or text next step to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 Hope line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Yo, back again. Another episode, Rap Names Podcast, man. Yo, you know the voice, you know the headline, it's Mari. Listen, man, we out here another week. Again, we're dropping on Wednesdays now. If you didn't get the memo, no more Sundays and all that. Might get some clips and shit like that on Sundays. You know, it's something, you know, we're going to sprinkle something out there from the account and shit. But new episodes dropping Wednesday and shit. Jerv, what up, man?
What's good, fam?
Ain't nothing, man. We here, man. We back for another week and shit. Real quick before we start, you know, of course we're gonna start with the current music rotation and shit like that. Real quick, just a little dad talk and shit like that. So a lot of times as dads, right, as parents, period, but as dads, especially, you know, it's like a you start to wonder, like, how do you get a good gauge on, like, how you're doing, right? Like, in this parenting shit, you know what I mean? Because there's no actual, there's no end of the week review that somebody's going to hit you with, like, oh, hey, this week you did this and, you know, whatever. So for me, I gauge it on, like, what my kids pick up from me directly and, like, how they, you know, like, give that back to me. And so my baby girl, who is 7, she does this thing, right? Like, where she's the sweetest ever. So recently I was chilling. I was watching. It was football. Like, football game was on this weekend and shit like that. We, you know, Giants won or whatever. I ain't come here to talk about that. I ain't come here to talk about none of that. But football game was on. I left the room for a second. And when I came back, she handed me the remote. And she was like, "Daddy, I paused it for you so you didn't miss nothing." And I'm like, damn, like, shit touched me, man. Like, it warmed my heart, man, because it let me know I'm doing something right. Because she had the presence of mind to be like, you know what? He got up and had to go do something. He paused it so when he come back, he can pick this up right where he left off. And shit like that is what I, you know, that's what I hang my hat on. It's like, yeah, I know for a fact that this is what I'm, you know, that's my baby girl. Like, it's just me. Like, she's like a reflection of me. You know what I mean? That's the type of shit I be on. So shout out to baby girl, man. You know,
man, it's always thorough fam whenever you see your kids do something good, right? Because it's so easy for them to pick up the bad habits and shit. And, you know, no disrespect to moms or whatever. Like, honestly and truthfully, whether you with your child's mother, whether you not, whether you see eye to eye, man, I tip my cap to any mom out there because I don't have any words. You know what I mean? I tip my cap. But real talk, dog, like dads just don't get enough love. You know what I mean? We are painted in a picture where it's we either extreme left or extreme right.
100%. Right?
Like, there's no middle ground. And you know, like you just said, dude, like, one of the, you know, it's just dope when you see your child picking up stuff that you do.
Yeah.
Right or wrong, you know what I mean? Right or wrong stuff that you do, you know what I'm saying? But even when it's stuff that you do that, you know what I'm saying, we kind of just say, yo, that's just me, that's just what I do.
Right.
But then you see your kid do it, and it's just like, all right, yo, like.
Yeah, it could be a wake-up call at times.
Yeah, like, oh, I need to chill on that, you know
1,000%.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, not 1,000%. You know, and you know, like, with my son, with him being a boy, you know, he picks up, like, me brushing my hair and shit, you know what I mean? So, like, I'll just catch him randomly. He'll be brushing his hair, and then he'll go to, like, his mom and be like, mommy. Like, he'll point to his hair, like, look, like, you know, he look for that. You know, kind of like, oh shit, like, oh yeah, you did your thing right there. Yeah, I like your hair. You know what I mean? So, like, it's just dope. Like, that whole process, like you said, I don't think we get enough credit, and that's not the shit on moms at all.
Yeah, I don't know how that it's could definitely sound. Not. Yeah, it's definitely not the trash dog. But, like,
we're definitely not taking any light away from moms. You know, you women do an amazing job. Like you said, whether you got to do it,
I couldn't imagine
yourself.
Being pregnant and carrying a child,
man,
and then
listen, dog.
And then, like, you know, because as a dad, like, it's our we have our own. Attachment issues to our child that we go through. So I can't imagine what it's like for a mother who has the child inside of her for
And then has to let that child out into the world. Yeah,
like, yeah, that's crazy.
It's a different level. It's a different level. We tip our cap to you, you know, absolutely. But, you know, let's get right into it, man. You know, music this week for me, man, I've been kind of all over the place, but kind of not. So we watched this movie last night. Let me pull up the name of this song right now. We watched the movie last night. Called Love Hard. It's like a rom-com, you know, type shit. It's a pretty good movie, right? If you're in the market to watch a movie, that's just a, you know, a cool movie, whatever to watch. But there was this song at the end of it, and the shit was so fire that I had to go and find the shit. So I Googled, like, the soundtrack to it. The song is called Curls, and it's by someone named Bibio. It's so ill. It sounds like some Beatles type of shit, like that type of, you know what I mean? Like, it's so ill. It's such an ill song. You know what I mean? So I was listening to something like shit like that. Of course, Prodigy's birthday just passed recently. Rest in peace to Prodigy. I was listening to HNIC, Return of the Mac tape with Alchemist. And then I kind of was listening to, you know, I was listening to, like, old R&B, Johnny Gill shit, you know, just like that era. You know what I mean? Like, that whole, like, 80s kind of, 80s, 90s, just old R&B. And, of course, I was listening to Banks. Cold Corner 2, on the day that we're recording this, which is Monday night, it turns 10 years old today, right? And it's a classic, to me, it's one of those classic tapes. especially because Banks has like always had a, he's always had like a real dominant presence on the mixtape scene. You know what I mean? Like every time he put a mixtape out, there's always some shit, you know, on there. This tape in particular was kind of like introduced, like A$AP Rocky was already A$AP Rocky, but he was rapping on this tape right here. Like he was, it wasn't just like, oh, let me make some good music, let me make some good songs. He was rapping. And I thought it was dope of Banks to like embrace the new era and just like, look, let me put you on a song where niggas can see you can really rap for real. Like not just on some make a cool song type of thing. So shout out to Banks, shout out to that tape. But yeah, I've just been kind of all over the place, man. I'm still staying in my comfort zone with rap and shit, but you know, that old R&B was just like, that should be right on time in the morning, man. You know what I mean? Right before I go out, slide out, get some breakfast or something. Whew, that should be clutch. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you fucking with this week?
So for me, I mean, this, I'm about to just steal. Shout out to two past guests, Josiah, King Josiah. You know, he kept it a bean when he was on what he was listening to. And I'll be real, bro. Like, I had a lot of Bubble Guppies and PJ Mask and shit. And
never a bad choice. This
week, right? And then, you know, after our conversation with Jason last week, I really listened to It Was Written again. Ooh. And, you know, it's just an amazing album.
Man.
And, you know, so that was in rotation. And then I've said this before, and you know, I have a playlist that I play when I'm in the car with Haven. It's just a whole bunch of edited, clean versions of songs that that I personally feel is okay for her to listen to. So I constantly have been, I constantly add to it. You know, I she's really big into YouTube, so a lot of times. You know, she'll want to hear certain songs that we listen to in the car on YouTube. And, you know, that puts me into a rabbit hole, takes me down a rabbit hole of, you know, of music that I end up adding to her playlist. Absolutely. So like this week, you know, like I added a bunch of like Isley Brothers songs, some Marvin Gaye, which, you know, which spawned me to what I asked you last week, you know, what I wanted to get down with Jason with, which was, you know, our parents' generation versus our generation. And so, you know, like I just been listening to a lot of like Temptations with her. She, man. You know what I mean? She real big into like, she's really, really, really big into the Temptations. Like she, man, fucks listen, with the Temptations heavy.
She's coming up the right way, dog. Cause my aunt, shout out to my auntie, man. Listen, my aunt, one of the illest women you know, that you ever meet in your life, dog. She used to listen to the Temptations all the time. When I was young, she used to listen to that real, like that real shit. And that's part of the reason why I always kind of revert back to that type of, you know, that type of music at a certain point. Like you said, like it's, you know, and I think that's all across the board. Our parents' music will win every time because rappers still in 2021 sample all of the old shit. They have to, because that's the golden era of music. Like we're not talking about just like rap or like whatever, just music period. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm with that shit 100%, man. But you know, speaking of good music, great music, your boy Rick Ross, man, our boy Rick Ross, you know, the man himself, out of nowhere, you know, to me it felt like out of nowhere he popped up as 6 weeks left in the year, and he said, "Oh, by the way, niggas, December 10th, I'm dropping Richer Than I've Ever Been," and he dropped the, you know, the album cover with the white gloves, looked like driving gloves or something. It looked like it's some expensive shit, knowing Ross. You know, them shit's probably cost 10 bands or something like that, something ridiculous. You know what I mean? He got the good ruby on the ring and shit. Shit looked like a ruby. I don't know what it was. You know, it looked crazy. How you feeling? How you feeling about the announcement? I mean, did it feel like it was out of nowhere to you too? Or it was like, oh shit, that was a pleasant surprise. Like, oh damn.
I mean, almost anybody who drops music nowadays, I feel like it's out of left field. You know what I mean? The days when niggas would have on the board at the record store, you know, yo, such and such dropping, such and such date, which would,
and then stick to that date too. Yeah.
Well, no, they never, like, I remember one time, bro. I feel like sports, drugs, and entertainment got pushed back. Like
all of his shit got pushed back, bro.
Like I remember so many times just walking in the store, seeing SDE on the board. thinking it's going to drop next week. Yeah. Not seeing, you know, back in the day, you know, before we had the internet, there was something called like a promotion team and the niggas that would go out there and hand out flyers and shit like that, wherever everybody was out at night or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I said all that to say, I wasn't caught off guard. The album cover is kind of wild to me. Like,
yeah, I didn't think that was gonna be the real cover. I thought it was just
I don't know if it was you or if it was somebody on Twitter or it might have been somebody in the chat, but like, yo, it definitely gave me Mrs. Doubtfire vibes. So like Madea goes to Miami or some shit type vibes. But at the end of the day, I say Ross has one of the better catalogs of his generation.
Oh yeah.
And anytime Ross put out a new project, bro, like, you know, I gotta give it a spin. Mm-hmm. You know, outside of like the shit he did with the when he had his squad after like the second album where he tried to bring out his whole team and that shit was trash.
Oh, the Triple C shit?
The Triple C's.
Yeah.
Before he got Maybach.
That's back when he was beefing with Floyd during that era. That was a funny era.
That Mayweather money looking funny in the light. But, you know, outside of that album, man, like, I can't really think of anything Ross has put out where I was just like, I'm cool on it. So, with that being said, I'm excited for the project. I think with Ross, in the beginning of his career, one of the things I used to look very much forward to was his Hove track, right? Like,
right.
You know
he's gonna have one.
Big Homie always has one or two dudes that he fucks with that he always gets on their album. Now, you know, it's been a little different lately. Jay a little different now. I don't know, not saying they have beef or anything like that,
right.
But I feel like Hov so busy, Ross is so busy, it's just hard for them to come together. So I don't expect to see Hov on it, but I said all that to say he's replaced Hov with Drake, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I'm really excited to see they listen to whatever the Drake project is that he has. You know, I would love for there to be a Wale track on there, but
there won't be.
You know what I mean? There won't be. But you know, I'm excited for the project, bro. Like, you know, there's going to be some shit. It's probably something that I feel like is without even listening to. I feel like with the title is richer than I ever been. I feel like that's a summer album type title.
Super elegant. I mean? Yeah.
But you know, at the end of the day, man, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get luxury bars at its finest.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get real, real rich beats.
You know, y'all one of the best ears ever.
Yeah. And you know, and you're going to feel like you're broke when you listen to it. But, you know, at the end of the day, but it's not like a bad broke, right? Like,
oh, no, it's like, it's, I got to get this money.
Like, yeah, Hov makes you feel bad at times, right? Like,
yeah, because he'll just say it and be like, yeah, I got this. You don't, nigga? Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I've been telling y'all for years, get this shit. Listen, like with Hov, I don't really have 30 racks I could just spend on a paint.
Yeah, like, when I get on a plane and they're not doing manicures on there, I'm like, I'm not on Hov level yet.
Yeah, I'm not getting a Range Rover because I can't afford a 0.6, my nigga.
Like, yeah, man. Can't do it.
You know, the wildest thing about the whole, when I saw the project being teased, bruh, I was mad, but not at Ross. Where's the fucking album, Push? The year's over, dog. Yeah, like, what's up, man?
Yeah, I know, man. And I'm
not getting he not coming out this year, dude. He not.
I'm kind of getting to that point with Benny as well, where I'm like, he teased Tanner Talk 4 on West Side Gun. I want to say Hitler 7, where he was like, you know, bought raw, jumped in my whip and plugged in the aux cord. Wait for Tanner Talk 4, and I'm like, oh shit, we got Burden of Proof after that verse. And so I thought it was Tanner Talk 4 was going to come, you know, with Hit-Boy. You got Burden of Proof. So it's like, all right, now it's been a long time. And there's 6 weeks left in the year, like we said before. And it's like, all right, now we getting kind of close. And niggas is announcing their dates. And the heavyweights is kind of throwing their name in the ring. Ross is one of them. But me, I'm going to go the opposite way here. Not on what I'm expecting from the album. I expect the album to be fire, but I do expect to be, I'm not going to say a Wale song, but I do expect there to be like an MMG song on this, like him, Meek, Wale, for them to
but
have.
There ain't like, no more MMG though, right? Like I thought MMG was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like a vintage, you know what I'm saying? Like one of them type of songs where it's like, all right.
Well, I like too emotional for that, bro. Like I think so? I appreciate the positive vibes and because how you try to speak shit into existence.
Yeah, I was about to say maybe part of that is me speaking into existence because I just want that song. But when Wale was making his for Lauren too, you know, Ross was in the studio, he was there with him and shit, and he was promoting the joint. So I feel like this still
Ross ain't on the album.
He's not. He's not on the album. He's not on the album. That's right, that's true. But I mean,
It'd be nice.
I think it could hold. Yeah, nigga could hold.
It'd be nice. You know who I don't want to hear? And you know, niggas every time I say they be like, oh, dog, you can't. There's no way you from Philly. I'm like, nigga, I'm from Philly, dog. Like, I'm older. I really don't want to hear Meek on this album, bro. Like,
Kind of
cool.
Meek's last album was pretty lukewarm to me.
It was some Reggie.
That's exactly what it was. It was like,
some Reggie.
It was like, this shit is.
But it's also not for us, though. No,
it's absolutely not for us.
That is 100% for like kids. That was
apparent. That was apparent on the second song. And the reason why I say the second song is because the first song was decent enough, but it wasn't like what we expect, I guess, from me intro wise. But the second song sounded exactly like the first song. And I said, oh, okay, I see what he's doing on this album. There's a couple songs on there that's okay. The album overall, like you said, is Reggie fucking Miller. But the Ross album, like you said, is going to be some elegant beats. Ross gonna be talking some shit on there. At this point in his career, Ross is like, he's one of those guys where if he's dropping, I don't give a fuck if it's just a single, you're gonna tune in because you're like, I want to hear what he's talking about. I have to hear what he's talking about. He's doing a lot of shit business wise, so I expect him to be dropping gems on that type of time. I'm just ready for the album. You know, I'm glad he gave us a date. I'm glad he didn't just say coming soon or drop a trailer like niggas been doing for the last 10 years. And we never know when the album is coming. He put a date on it. Now, whether he sticks to that date or not, I don't know. But I hope he does. December 10th right now is the tentative date for it. So I'm a roll with that.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like, ah, whatever.
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
The world is racing to get back to normal and start meeting up in person again. But after the year we've all had, getting back to feeling normal takes time. I don't know about you guys. I've been feeling overwhelmed, flustered, just avalanche, stuck under this avalanche of things I have to do and people I have to see and people I got to talk to, Zoom meetings and emails. Hell, even this ad that I'm recording right now, I forgot that I had to do it. I'm doing it from a computer that's not even mine. It's really tough to do all of this when you feel like you're trying to handle it all by yourself. Do you feel like that? If you're feeling overwhelmed by it all, guess what? You're not alone. It's important to find the support you need to face those feelings and move forward. We all talk to our friends when we're experiencing issues, but they don't always give us the advice we need. I mean, think about it. They can't really give us unbiased feedback because they're involved in many of our interactions and how we are. What you really need is advice from a licensed professional. It can be refreshing and rewarding. When you're in a low point, you might feel alone. But over 50% of Americans struggle with their mental health. We all need help sometimes, and asking for support when you need it is actually a sign of strength. Here's the idea. Use Talkspace. It's great. It's easy to use. It matches you with a licensed therapist and schedule live video sessions, all from the comfort of your device. You can start messaging your therapist the same day you sign up. The app makes it easy to connect with the therapist that is licensed and on your schedule without having to wait weeks before your next appointment. You can go anywhere and take your therapist with you. Whether you're a parent, student, millennial, or just someone having a hard day, Talkspace can provide the support to help you feel better with a single message. Talkspace offers individual and couples therapy in addition to medication prescription services. Set goals with your therapist, and they can help make sure you're really progressing. Talkspace therapists help you develop the tools to cope in difficult times. It works around your schedule at your convenience. Send and receive unlimited messages with your dedicated therapist in the app. Schedule live video sessions with your licensed therapist from anywhere. Whether you're experiencing depression, anxiety, or other problems, Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform to help you sort through any issue. We've got thousands of licensed therapists available for you to match with, and they're experts in dozens of specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and more to help you start feeling better. Start feeling better with a single message. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BOM. That's $100 off when you use the code BOM at Talkspace.com.
Let's talk about Ye, man. Let's talk about Ye. Red hat guy, like you call him. he was on Drink Champs, man. I didn't think it was really happening. I won't lie. Not because I don't think Nori is capable of making this shit happen or he doesn't have the pull to make it happen. I just didn't think homie was going to pop out for an interview, you know, especially something that's like, what is that shit, like 3 hours long, 2.5 hours long, some shit like that. He talked about a couple things, man. And I think the first thing that made the headlines or whatever, let's rewind a little bit. Big Sean was on Twitter the night that the interview was supposed to drop. And I want to say he was on there maybe about 7, 8 o'clock. I don't really know. Interview dropped at like 11 p.m. Big Sean tweeted out that he got, you know, contacted by somebody at Drink Champs to come do an episode. So he was like, oh, I know Ye talking crazy now because they just reached out to me to come do an episode.
Before you go in there, the same way no one ever asked for you to put some Big Sean, I do not want to see.
You don't think Big niggas Sean. Asked him? You don't think niggas asked him?
No, they watch? Did, but like, I don't want to watch that episode.
Oh, word.
I'm good. I catch the clips on IG, my G. Like,
the cliff notes. Yeah,
I'm cool.
But yeah, so Big Sean was like, yo, they hit me up. So Ye must be talking crazy. Lo and behold, Ye was talking crazy, man. Ye said, and I'm try to quote this. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. I'm not going to quote it exactly. Whatever is, yay. He said that signing Big Sean was the worst thing he ever did, to the point where when he dies on his tombstone, it's going to say he's there because he deserved that because he signed Big Sean. This is what he said. Now, Jerv, I know how you feel about Big Sean. I'm kind of there with you as well. I think I'm maybe give Big Sean a little bit more credit than like you do.
No, No. Let me be clear. I think Big Sean can rap, right? I do. Same. I think it might have been Wiz that said it, or it might have been Trey on the OG show years ago. And once they said it, I can't get it out of my head. I don't remember any time I've ever been out and a nigga said, yo, dog, put that Big Sean on.
No, like, it's never happened.
It's legit never happened.
It's never happened. And I'm from Detroit, and nobody in Detroit has ever been like, yo, that Big Sean, yo, put
but that. But in the Detroit, yo, it that Detroit happen. Mixtape was fire. I fucked with that.
That's
joint.
His best project. That's his best project. Like, to me, hands down, it's his best project because it's the only one that I can go back to and listen to as a complete project. Everything else he puts out, there's like two songs. And I say this all the time. If you asked me to make a Big Sean project out of all the songs that he's made, I could make you a solid Big Sean project. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make that my task for the week. I'm going to make a solid Big Sean. I'm going to make a solid Big Sean project since he's only made that one, right?
Can you make it on iTunes so I can hear it?
I'll make it on iTunes. I'll make it on Tidal if all of the songs are available on both platforms. You know, I should get crazy with these streaming services and shit like that. But you know, but he said that, and I mean, I get it. I get that he said that, like it's whatever. But like Big Sean, when I want to say like Big Sean is like maybe the only person over there good that went platinum like three times or something like that. I think like somebody started putting out all the stats and shit like that. So
platinum where? He went platinum where with Good Music. He the only one that went platinum outside of Ye?
Multiple times. Like multiple times, not
on just that Good Music squad. He's the only one that went that went multi.
If I'm not mistaken, he's the only one that went
went platinum.
Multi. Hold on, let me pull up real quick.
Hold up, I must have missed this quick. Project. What the fuck went platinum from Big Sean?
Let me pull it up real quick. Let me pull it up real quick just so that.
Because last time I checked, mixtapes don't go platinum. So I know it wasn't the LP. I know it wasn't that went platinum.
Okay, so it says that he's the only artist on Good Music to go platinum on three different solo albums.
Oh,
that's what it's saying.
He must have been on the track.
It was on
somebody else's album that went platinum. Something, my nigga.
Nah, hold on. Let me see. He got what's the joint? Finally Famous. It's certified platinum.
Oh, the songs went platinum. Songs.
No, albums. These are albums, fuck bro. Listen to me. Listen to that. Let me read the list off. Finally Famous is certified platinum by RIAA. Hall of Fame was gold. Dark Sky Paradise, platinum two times. And then I decided it's platinum. So that's legit. I knew I read that stat. It's legit. That's a legit. I think Jeremy having that shit, man.
Now
you see how I feel about Wilt Chamberlain shit? You see what I'm talking about now? At least these numbers is right here in our face and you don't believe it. Wilt Chamberlain never did that shit, bro. We always keep coming back to this conversation, bro. He never did that shit. He didn't. He didn't do it. I don't care what
you're not about to disrespect the Dipper and compare him.
He didn't do it.
And mention
him. He played basketball, yeah, but he didn't do it. I'm just saying, man.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I wasn't live on the – I was alive on the Big Sean era, my nigga. And I don't understand how them platinum, bro. Platinum. No.
You know how streaming work, man. You know how it's just a new era, bro. Niggas ain't – you know how it goes.
Yeah,
you
know I hear you. I mean, but the thing – so – first of all, Drink Champs did a dope ass job, right? They teased it, and yep. they picked the right bites to come out.
Yep.
Because when you listen to it in the full context, he's not trashing Big Sean as an artist,
right?
Right. Like right. His issue with it was Big political. Sean was yeah. Was a political shit. He trashed yeah. John Legend also.
Smoke John Legend.
So first of all, let me say
smoke Quali too, really.
Which was wild, but yeah. So I think back a couple weeks ago when we had this conversation and we were talking about how he didn't put the Stacks verse on, and I said something to you, basically saying like, yo, like Ball's in that, he's in that realm.
Yeah, we were talking about Ghostface, right now,
Ghostface.
Right?
Oh, Ghostface, right? Yeah, like yeah. Ghostface can't. Ghostface is not walking in that room. Ghostface is going to be faced, but he's not walking in that room, right? The man I saw on that Drink Champs, there's like four people on earth that can walk in the room and kind of dictate how this man's going to produce their project, right? One is Hov, mm-hmm. and I really don't know who the rest of these people are, right?
I mean, like, one of them, another one got to be Jay Prince, because I don't know if you saw that video that just came out a little while ago before we started
recording. Yeah.
He had a man reading a fucking text message, bro. Like, looking down at the shit the whole time, like,
yeah. I was just speaking from an artist standpoint.
But oh, yeah.
Bro, first of all, Jay Prince walking in any room.
yeah, like, that's a fact, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't stupid. But, so, like, I realized that this man first of all, taking the red hat out of it, right?
Right.
I realized that this man is just literally on another planet. And right. I'm not saying that on some like, yo, I think dude's crazy. I do think he's crazy, but I also do think that there's some sanity behind his craziness, because he's reached a point in his he's reached a bracket or a percentage in this world where it's just like, yo, you gotta damn near lose your mind in order to be absolutely. Sane, if that absolutely. Makes sense, right?
No, for sure.
So I felt the Big Sean slander was fucking hilarious. I thought the John Legend slander was hilarious.
Definitely.
I'm not saying I agree with him I'm not saying I agree with him as far as to his feelings, but right. I can understand why he feels this way towards these individuals, because he's like, yo, I put y'all the fuck on. What you, y'all gonna trash
and he
me?
Even said, and he even said, to be fair, he said, listen, Push voted the other way, but he didn't publicly come out and clown me. Well, and that's the difference.
Let's keep it real. Ye knew the two individuals he could get that off on.
Oh no, 1,000%. Listen, any nigga that's saying anything publicly about somebody, you know who the niggas you can pick and choose and say, niggas ain't man, whatever. I can say what I want. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't saying that about
and Push is the only person you got left on the fucking label.
Yeah.
To the best of my knowledge, that's worth a grain of salt. So you're not about to just ruin that shit. And oh, by the way, he probably wants Push to drop the fucking album also.
Yeah, nigga, it's no coincidence that Pusha T, like we talked about before, Pusha T was the only one from that little 7-song run that liked his album. That's not a coincidence, bro. It's fucking Pusha T. Like,
yeah,
hello, he wasn't gonna let you fuck his shit up. Like, no, nigga, ain't no way. But he also smoked Just Blaze on there. You know, he said Just Blaze was a copycat.
I thought that was kind of whack too, by the way.
Yeah. And real quick before you start, he said that Just Blaze is a copycat. He gets most of the credit for the blueprint when Ye did the, I guess, like the signature songs that, you know, Ye feels like, yo, these are the songs that people talk about when they talk about The Blueprint, which is a classic album. It's, you know, it's whatever. But he just Blaze caught a shot on there.
So all right, the Just Blaze thing, right? Like, I found that hard to believe, and that's one of the things I don't believe, right? Homie came out and said afterwards, like, yo, that wasn't fair what he said about Just Blaze. Just Blaze came out and kind of
with a very grown man response,
yeah, and that absolutely. That tone was very much, yo, dog, keep my name out your mouth.
Yeah, it was drum, pretty right? very like, much stop playing shit out you, right? Absolutely.
But I detected a lot of jealousy in that remarks about Blaze because, yeah, you're absolutely right. Just Blaze gets a lot of love, which he does, he should, for his, you know, his involvement in the Black Album. Oh no, I'm sorry. Blueprint?
Blueprint. Yeah,
right.
That's what he was referencing. Yeah,
right. But when you look at it, Red Hat Man had the bangers, right? The difference is Just Blaze's name is on the beat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, his name is on the beat. And, you know, I thought that was unfair what he said.
I think Bink had an issue with that at one point as well. You know, Bink doesn't pop out to do interviews that much, but I remember a couple years ago, Bink was doing an interview and I think he kind of mentioned that a little bit as well. Like, he felt like he kind of got pushed to the back when it comes to his contributions and shit like that over there, because he was like, yeah, at that time it was Jay and it was just Blaze. So they got a bulk of the credit. So I don't understand why Jay would say something like that. Regardless of how he feels, I would have never said that publicly. Like, bro, that's just Blaze. He definitely was lit. They told him he could smoke. They told him, yo, take a shot of this, take another shot of that. Jay was taking shots. Well, he didn't even have to take a shot. So, you know, he definitely was lit. But, you know, even, you know, he talked about how, you know, they play Sicko Mode at, like, the kid's birthday party and the shit bothered him to his soul because the man is on there threatening his life and he got, you know, the kids is turning up. Imagine that. All the kids is out like a light. Like a light. And, like,
Drake. That's about Ye?
That's all, yeah. He was talking about, you know, hit the lights and, you know, make it right. Like, that's about pulling up the yay. Apparently, that's about yay pulling up to his, here's, you know, the thing. I don't know.
Here's the thing.
Hey, man.
Shout out to Aubrey. I'm a fan.
Absolutely.
I'm a fan. I'm not taking. Come on.
No. But even yay, even but see, and that's the part, like, where yay contradicted himself, where he was like, bro, listen. Neither one of us are going to do anything to each other. Styles P said this on I Am Athlete. Like, these niggas ain't going to fight. They're not even – they come on now. Like, they going to dress better than each other, date supermodels or whatever. But Ye said that, and then he was like, yeah, he threatened my life in the song. And it's like, yeah, you just said y'all not going to do nothing to each other. Why are you – like, don't make this a big deal, bro. Like, don't do that. You know, he talked about shit like that. But what I want to talk to you about, the Beanie Siegel shit. Because Ye didn't reveal a number in the interview on Drink Champs. He just said – I owe Beanie Siegel a lot of money. I've been trying to get in contact with Beans to catch up to him to give him this money because apparently Beanie Siegel, now the first time we heard the name Yeezy was on the song The Glory on his Graduation, right? If I'm not wrong, it was on Graduation. And, you know, the hood loved to listen to Jeezy and Weezy and oh yeah, Yeezy. But apparently Beanie Siegel came up with that name. And so he said he owes Beanie Siegel a lot of money for that, right? Like, Beanie Siegel was one of those guys who, at a certain time in Kanye's life, a lot of street dudes used to give him, you know, nicknames to let people know that he was cool. So, like, the dude on his block called him K-Rock. Let people know he was cool.
Right. K-Rock, so they would leave me alone.
Absolutely. So, now, Beanie Siegel did the same thing for him at The Rock. Like, this is Siegel, right? One of the most respected, if not the most respected guy in that building over there. On some like, real life shit. And he called him Yeezy, right? Like, yo, that's Yeezy. So now Yeezy has built the empire, you know what I mean? Like, off that name. And so Beanie Siegel revealed when he was on stage somewhere or whatever, and he was like, yo, Ye said he's gonna give me $50 million and 5% in Yeezy. Now, I want to give you the floor on this because, one, do you believe
no
they will give him the money? You already started, so go ahead. Just gotta take the floor on this.
I got a weird By no stretch of the imagination, I think Kanye has a shit. Kanye's well off, right?
Yeah.
And I think he could give Beans 50% of the bread, right? 50 million is
50 million and 5% of Yeezy.
I think Kanye, not hating, I wouldn't be shocked if he probably is, I don't know, exaggerates on the amount. Cause I think in the interview he said he's you know, he's at 2 billion or something like that.
Something.
And I'm like,
that,
Damn, that's crazy because Forbes just put Hov and Dre as, I think, the first two hip hop artists to ever hit the billion. And Kanye ain't somebody who had street money. So like, it ain't like you got the untaxed bread that niggas don't know about, but we know about, right? But he could easily give Beans 50 million, right? Like he could cut Beans 50 million check and not sneeze in it, right?
1,000%.
But I don't know about you. But where I'm from, it ain't hard to get in contact with somebody.
Hell no. Especially not when you owe them money. Are you crazy? You owe them.
Let me tell you something, bro.
No, nigga. They gonna make sure you got their latest number.
I'm no celebrity by any stretch of the imagination. I know a couple, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I ain't nobody. But let me tell you something. I can get in, I'm three text messages away from majority of people. Now, whether they respond to me or not, ain't trying to pop that.
That's a whole
get that up. They not gonna respond, but I'm telling you, I'm three text messages away from darn near anybody that I wanted to contact, right?
Yep.
let alone somebody who I was on the grind with, right? Anybody who I grew up with, I was in the trenches with, any type of trenches you want to name, right? I'm one text message away from them, right? Now,
absolutely.
These are super duper famous people.
Yep.
Numbers get changed. But you try to tell me, Red Hat Man, you got Dame number right now. You try to tell me if you try to get this 50 mil and 5% stock in Yeezy to Beans, you try to tell me that you can't call Dame? You try to tell me that you can't call Push? You try to tell me that you can't call Freeway? Anybody on the
nigga, he was talking about he was sitting up there with Oprah and this person and the CEO of Balenciaga, nigga.
But you can't find Beans.
Come on now, dog. Like, come on, man.
Here you go. Hit me. I know where Beans is at.
Word. Like, come on,
it's on his gram.
My nigga, listen.
He tells you where he at.
Listen, when he said he'd been trying to catch up to Beans to give him money, the first thought in my mind was nobody that's ever owed Benny Siegel had to hit him up about it. That's number one.
Now, let's just paint a thin line right here, right?
Okay.
This alleged bread that he's willing to give Beans, right, that he owes him, is not bread that Beans loaned him. Right?
Oh, yeah.
This
No. 100%.
So Beans may have been smoking his L, talking to his peoples, saying, yo, dog, this nigga out here making all this bread off the name that I got him. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but, like, it never probably crossed anybody's mind, like, yo, you owe me bread for that name, right?
Yeah. It probably was said, like, man, that nigga need to get you. He probably was like, man, it'd be nice, but I ain't about to hound this nigga down for it. But again, back to the central point that, like, we're both making, it's not hard to get in contact with anybody, bro. Like, you're Kanye. What? You just told us about all these famous people that, like, you're, like, the only person that can get these people in the same room and talk to them. You can get in touch with the dude. Now, the question about will he give him the money?
No.
I will say no because, like, not because he can't afford it.
I think he might give him the fifth. He'll give him some sort of paper.
He's going to give him
stock part is the part that I don't think Beans will get.
Yeah. So you think between the two, Beans is more likely to get the 50 than he is to get the 5%?
I think Beans is more likely to get some sort of paper.
Yeah, he probably
now this Beans 50 like million is what Beans is saying.
Now, he said that this is what Ye told
him. Let me be clear. I'm not disrespecting Beans by any stretch of the imagination, but Beans ain't, from everything I've heard, seen, and lived, Beans don't strike me as the individual that you just supposed to believe everything come out this man.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right. Right. Okay. I see what you're saying now.
Whether you've listened to Oskino talk, whether you've listened
absolutely
to PDPD when you see me take it easy, like any of these dudes, not right? Like Oskino might be the only one that goes super duper left, that went super, super deep left with it, right? Like they've squashed it and shit.
And they,
like
I was about to say, yeah.
Made me believe that Oskino might have been just gassing it just a tiny bit, right? But Beans is from South Philly.
Okay.
Back in my day, I ain't really go down South Philly like that. I ain't date South Philly girls or none of that. The rumor was you go down to South Philly, you dating a South Philly chick, you gotta be careful. She might be setting you up, right? Like that's South Philly.
That sounds like an East Side Detroit girl.
South Philly is like every part of Philly has they shit with it, right? Like North is the one that looks the worst, and that's the one that visually gets seen that everybody talks about when they talk about Philly, and they think Philly's this wild place.
The visual you
have in your mind is North Philly, right?
Got you.
South Philly is the quote unquote scheming.
Okay.
People, right?
Okay.
Like West Philly was more like the alleged, like tough dudes, like yo, like we vocal with our shit. And where I'm from, Southwest, we weren't scheming, but like we was supposed to be like the shady individuals. You know what I'm saying? So everybody had their little pocket in Philly. So where Beans is from. Beans is the type of Beans from that area where everybody talk with their hands. And I don't listen to anybody. When a nigga start talking with his hands, bro, I tune out.
Yeah, I know what that means.
From your words.
I know what that means. Yeah, you playing games, man. You're playing games, man.
You giving me all this when you talking, bro. You're
doing too
bro.
Much theatrics, and I'm like, oh.
You want me to focus on your hands and not what you're saying.
Yep. Yeah, you're giving me a show.
Yeah. So I would like, I mean, again, it would really be a stand-up move if he gave Bull 50 mil.
Yeah.
It would be a hell of a move. Because if you're saying this man gave, like, case in point, my name is John Gervais. In high school, my old head was the first person to ever call me Jerv. Right? Mm-hmm. If I ever made a brand and was selling Jerv product, and that man said, yo, bro, you know I would 100% be like, yo, I got to lace you with something because you legitimately created this name.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So if that story is true, and why would he lie about
unprovoked,
that?
I don't think he would lie about that.
So, you know, it would be dope if he gave him the bread, but I know I just gave you – he's not. That shit was a dope headline.
It definitely was. And it was like, it was one of those things that was good to hear for like us who was around for that Rockefeller era. And it's like, oh shit, man. Yeah. Beanie Siegel. And it's like, you know, it would be nice. It would be amazing, but I don't know, bro. I think he probably going to have a meeting with him and they're going to settle at a number that's way lower than 50. I do predict that he will give Beanie some money. I do predict that. But I don't think 50. I would love if he gave him 50. It's Beanie Siegel.
That's dope. But that's dope in a lot of aspects. That's dope that you have the ability to give somebody $50 million.
And then you follow through with it.
I mean, that's amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, I would love for, you know, thinking long term, I would love for you to give his kids that stock and Beans.
Right. Yeah.
$50 million. You know what I'm saying? That would be dope.
Pay it for. Yeah, there you go.
But
yeah,
you know,
I'm with you on that. And so one last thing on Ye before we get up out of here. He was talking about who he would face in the verses. You know, and they asked him, would he go against Drake? Would he go against Hov? And he was saying, like, he would go against anybody. But then he also said something that was interesting to me. He said, you would need, like, five people to go against me. Like, you need somebody to make beats, somebody that rap, somebody that do X, Y, Z, whatever. So do you think that there's somebody just by themselves dolo that can just go against Ye, like, you know, that makes sense for?
I think Ye stretching out his value weakens him in a versus, right? One of the things that makes Ye crazy is the fact that he does produce. You know what I mean? He does rap, whether he writes his own shit or not, who cares? But he does these things, right? So if Kanye went up against Dre on a beat joint, Kanye would do well, but Dre probably would win, right? If he went against Timberland, Kanye would do well, but Timberland probably would win because these are individuals that literally have dropped one or two albums in their 25, 30 year history, and their main focus has always been producing. And you know what I'm saying? So there's that aspect. And then the rapping aspect, I mean, my guy, like, songs be dope, but like, you about to play your verse? Okay. I mean, it's a lot of niggas out here that got catalogs that can compete with your verse, you know, with your verses. So like, I think they mentioned Drake, right? Like, Drake will wash him in a versus joint.
I agree. Wash him.
Especially agree. If they're just keeping it, if the focus on it is just the rhymes, right?
Yeah. If it's not like, hey, Ye can play every song he's ever been a part of.
Yeah,
like,
Ye can play, you know.
If it's only rap, like these are your songs that you are the artist for, I think Drake is getting them too. I do.
Yeah. But I think that would be a spectacle. And I would love to see Bull have a whole week of verses. Now, you know, I'll tell you this. You give that nigga a whole fucking week of verses. If you ever want Big Homie, not that he would ever do it, but if you ever want Big Homie, the Nas's of the world to come out and do a versus.
Oh,
these
yeah.
These motherfuckers better get a month.
And 100%. And that's kind of what, when I talked about earlier with Jay Prince, right? Like with Ye being up there with Jay Prince, he was talking about inviting Drake on stage on like December 7th or whatever it was. Like, I don't know what's going on that date outside of like my mom and my son's birthday, which is the most important things to me. But he was talking about inviting him on stage so they could squash this because it ain't about nothing or whatever. So if they ever were to do a versus, come on, man. Shout out to Wise. You know, we have for the, you know, we the Owl Boys, man. We out here. Like, that's, come on. I don't think that it would be close after the first five joints, like, to be honest with you.
So the one thing I'm with you. The one thing that he said that I think might have been the truest shit out of everything he said was when it was on the topic of the Drake beef, and it hit home with me because this is life. Like, everybody's on him talking about, yo, you did this, you did that. How could you do that, the Bull? And he's just like, yo, y'all ain't say nothing when he's been subliminally taking shots at me for 10, bro, 15 songs in a row.
The nigga said, nigga, I'd rather him have hit Kim than for me to sit here and wonder about what the fuck was going on. Like, y'all ain't peeped that. And, you know, he did make that comment about, like, the niggas that's in jail, they reacted to some shit. You ain't talking about the person that, you know what I mean? Like, I understand that because, like, Drake is a very cerebral guy. Like, everybody gives him credit for, like, making those disses that only the person that it's intended for will feel it. And Ye kind of just brought that to life in this interview.
That's why Joe Button was losing his fucking mind.
He made 90 songs about this nigga. He was like, oh my God, like this little nigga. Like,
meanwhile, we all out here like, man, Joe, get the fuck out of here. Joe's like, yo, he's talking about me. Like,
that's the part about Drake that's hard to figure out, because it's like, Drake will be like, what do you mean? Like, I just did this. Like, what are you talking about? But only the person that he's talking to will understand this shit and catch every bar that's meant for them.
I mean, bro, like, keep it a bean. How many shots did he take at Hove?
Plenty.
You know what I mean?
And you got to AI him for your survival. Like, that was the start of it right there, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, you know, Drake is very young.
Hove just literally never embraced it. So, like, he never gave him what he wanted.
Yeah, because I think Hove was still trying to be like, bro, we ain't got to do that shit, nigga. Like, and Hove was much older at that point. It was like, bro, dog.
I think you're giving Hove a little too much credit with that. I think Hove didn't respond because not that Hove felt like Drake was better than him, but
yeah,
Drake,
no, no, no.
was Drake started to take his shots at Hove when Drake was starting, when Drake wasn't on the come up. He was the biggest person on the planet. And Hove was kind of just like, yo, I rhyme every now and then. Some people say I'm washed. Every now and then, I'll give you 16 and make y'all remember I'm Jay-Z, right? Yeah, yeah. But, like, again, it's just like it's like the Buttons line, right? I forget the exact words, but he was just like, yo, everybody, nobody remembers. They just remember when AI crossed him, right? Talking about Mike, right? Like,
niggas,
these young cats that Drake has a hold over, they don't remember Streets is Watching.
No, or, absolutely or
any
not.
Of that,
yeah.
Right?
They just know
I got keys. Yeah. All they know that, like, Jay-Z, which is trash.
Like Murder Mook said, like, Jordan still won that game. You talk about the AI crossover, but Jordan won that game, though.
Yeah.
But nobody cares because the crossover happened, and it's Jordan. Yeah. You know, he crossed 100 niggas in his career, but, you know, it's Jordan.
So, like, yeah, like, I feel like Jay just never responded because it's just, like, there's really no win for him, right? Even if he comes out and he murders Bull, you, myself, and OGs would be like, that shit crazy. But, like, the internet...
The young kids are going to be like, get the fuck out of here. We don't want to hear that shit. They're not even going to listen to it, probably. They're going to hear it one time. They're going to hear one bar they don't like and be like, get him out of here. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just the way it goes. When you like an artist, like for these young kids now, when you like an artist, they can do no wrong to your book. But I think overall, shout out to Drink Champs. It was my first time watching a Drink Champs episode in like 3 years. I think, you know, never mind. Shout out to Drink Champs, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm just keeping positive on this time. But you know, hey man, you know, appreciate you, man. Another episode of Rap Names Podcast. Listen, man, subscribe, rate, review, like you guys have been doing. Appreciate the support. Keep hitting the email up and all that. Follow Bomb Network. Follow me. Follow Jerv. Yo, we out, man.